This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com filling in for myself. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. But here now, the news for May 31st, 2023. Before we get to the news, I want to quickly plug something, something we plug all the time. But WDW News Tonight is back Thursday night, June 1st at 9 p.m. We are live on the WDWNT TV channel. Should be a lot of fun. We'll be talking in depth about the end of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. We'll also be playing a game called Autocorrected Attractions and much more. Make sure you tune in for all the fun, whether live or anytime you want on demand, after Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. WDWNT TV is the channel. VIP pass holder days have officially begun at Walt Disney World. The slate of offerings for the next month includes the standard annual pass holder merchandise discount, increasing from 20% to now 30%. And we now know this includes Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival merchandise, and as well extends to Shop Disney. Annual pass holders are receiving a 10% increase in discounts for select dining and merchandise purchases from May 31st through June 30th of 2023. The merchandise discount is available at select Disney-owned and operated shops across the Walt Disney World Resort. If you'd like a full list, it's available on our website. To access the discount on Shop Disney, log in using your Disney account, which is associated with your Walt Disney World account where you have that annual pass, and it should automatically apply the discount. In addition, annual pass holders can enjoy an increase from 10 to 20% for food and non-alcoholic beverages at select locations throughout the Walt Disney World Resort. The limited-time Disney World Pass Holder Lounge as well opened today at the Land Pavilion in Epcot as part of this event. A purple mural welcomes guests featuring Spaceship Earth, Figment, and the annual pass holder logo on a wall downstairs at the Land. There are free Figment stickers. They have the same design as the new pass holder magnet, which is also available. We'll talk about that in a moment. There are also free M&Ms and Zarg Nuts. You may remember Zarg Nuts as the snack that Drax the Destroyer is eating when he's hungry for cake toast on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. He cannot find any cake toast, neither can I, honestly. So he's enjoying these as well. These were given out at New York Comic Con a while ago, but this is the first time they've appeared at Walt Disney World, and they're free now for pass holders. How nice is that? And while all annual pass holders are welcome in the lounge, they are currently not allowing them to bring in any friends or family or guests who are not annual pass holders as well. There's also some self-serve water stations there, and the tables have decals with familiar art of the Orange Bird, Mickey, Minnie, and Figment. There are even charging stations for your phone and other electronics. Pass holder lounge will be available at Sunshine Seasons through June 30th from park open to park close. Meanwhile, the following Passholder exclusive treats are also available for purchase at Sunshine Seasons. There's the A Spark of Grape Shake. It's grape, guava, passion fruit, orange, and lime. There's also the Raspberry Lemonade Tart. It's shortbread tart filled with lemon mousse, raspberry jam, and raspberry mousse. Reviews of those items up at WDWNT.com. As I mentioned before, the Figment Passholder Magnet is now available for pickup at Epcot as well. The complimentary magnet is available at the Creation Shop, and the queue is set up at the side entrance facing construction walls, as you see here. Of course, as of today, there has been quite a queue. Figment is very popular. People like their free magnets. We assume this line will die down over time, but only time will tell. So you may want to get this done early in the morning. It could end up being one of the worst queues at Epcot. So go get your magnet. Disney has announced the pricing for the Disney Dining Plan, which is returning to Walt Disney World in January of 2024. There, of course, are two plans, the Disney Dining Plan and the Disney Quick Service Dining Plan. The Disney Dining Plan, including table service restaurants, will be $94.28 per adult or $29.69 per child per night. The Quick Service Dining Plan will be $57 per adult and $23.83 per child. For reference, the Disney Dining Plans were $78 or $30 and $55 or $26 respectively when they were last available in early 2020. The Disney Dining Plans again return on January 9th. Guests who would like to book those packages may do so starting today. And I know who you should book them with. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Walt Disney World again today opened bookings for 2024 vacation packages, but then had to close them and then reopen them again due to overwhelming guest demand. They opened them early in the morning and quickly paused them via phone and online as so many guests were trying to book the packages that the system just simply could not handle it. They said bookings would resume as soon as possible, and they did this afternoon. As of right now, knock on wood, you can book your vacations with Disney World. Or if you don't want to deal with it, you could use our travel agent sponsor. But nonetheless, you may remember last week we had similar booking problems at Walt Disney World for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which is now sold out. But tell me again how that's a failure and no one liked it. Please tell me. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guests and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. Head on over to BeOurGuestVacations.com/WDWNT, and their team will design your next magical Disney vacation. From Walt Disney World and Disneyland to Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more, they're also able to book unforgettable VIP tours where you and your group can experience the ultimate park day. And the best part is their concierge services are 100% free. So book with them today. It's great to use them if you don't want to fight the Disney booking system online or by the phone. Let them do it for you, and it costs you nothing. The Fantasia and Pinocchio floats have finally returned to the Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade at the Magic Kingdom after a lengthy absence. They've been missing from the parade since the end of March. The Pinocchio float has the puppet-turned-real boy sitting atop a colorful depiction of Monstro the Whale. Behind Pinocchio is a carnival featuring a swing ride, a roller coaster, and a Ferris wheel, as well as Figaro and Cleo, my personal favorite part. The Fantasia section makes up the second half of the unit. It features memorable characters from the 1940 animated classic, including Lady Upanova, Hyacinth Hippo, Elf... I've never heard of this character, but Elfinocene... maybe. Ben Alligator, Peter Pegasus, and more. It does look like the floats were cleaned up while they were gone. They look nice. Believe it or not, these floats are older than the actual Festival of Fantasy Parade. They come from Jubilation at the Tokyo Disney Resort, which was, I think, their 25th anniversary parade? Someone will correct me in the comments. I don't remember off the top of my head, but beloved parade there, and it's nice that a couple of floats from that live on. The opening float, the Princess Unit, is from Jubilation as well. A new range of limited-time merchandise has arrived on Shop Disney ahead of the release of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Between May 31st and June 8th, Disney Plus subscribers in the U.S. have early access to these items while supplies last. And, of course, Disney World annual pass holders also get 30% off on them until June 30th. We do expect a number of these items to end up at the Disney parks. That's why we're talking about them at this point, even though they're just online. There's a pre-order for an Indiana Jones ear headband for adults. It's $34.99. I actually ordered mine today. I also ordered the Indiana Jones headpiece of the Staff of Ra limited release pin from Raiders of the Lost Ark for $17.99. And then no discount applies to these, but if you're a fan of Roosevelt's, those button-down shirts, there are three different Indiana Jones designs you can choose from that are all available right now on Shop Disney. Did you know there's a way you can save big at Disney Deluxe Resorts? Today's show is brought to you by DVC Rental Store, a great way for you to plan a luxury Disney vacation on a modest budget. You don't need to sign up for a full DVC contract, but instead they will allow you to rent the points you need for a magical stay. It really is the best way to stay at a deluxe resort at a fraction of the cost, and now, thanks to their lowest price guaranteed offer, you'll always have the best price on the market. The rooms are discounted up to 75%, and they have the largest member inventory for points, so there's lots to choose from. You can search their availability for free right now, which is not something all rental companies offer. And if you do choose to book, they have a great cancellation policy and a low down payment. DVC Rental Store is the number one DVC rental company in the United States. And they have one we've used many times. You may remember over the course of 2020, we stayed at most of the Walt Disney World hotels and did room tours. Most of those room tours are because we got a deep discount by using this service. So if you want to do the same, but not for content, but for your own personal enjoyment, which is probably the sane way to do it, go check them out right now. There's more details in the description of our show today. At Disneyland Paris, Tuesday's Disney Stars on Parade performance was canceled due to the ongoing cast member strike. Cast members are demanding better pay and working conditions. Throughout the morning and the afternoon, cast members marched through both Disneyland Paris parks, leading to performances of the 30th anniversary Cavalcade and show called Dream and Shine Brighter to be canceled. And by 6 p.m., cast members were sitting on Main Street USA blocking the route of Disney Stars on Parade. DLP Report shared a video of the striking cast members cheering when the parade's cancellation was announced. Cast members have been striking, since 9 a.m. local time and did so throughout the entire day. The next strike action is currently planned for Saturday, June 3rd. So far, cast members have been holding strikes on Tuesdays so they would interfere less with guests on vacation, lower attendance days. But as executive management continues to ignore their demands or to even sit at the table with them, they have decided to schedule a strike for the weekend when the park is at its busiest. The strikes are organized by UNSA, that's a National Union of Autonomous Trade Unions. They shared photos and video from today's strike, or Tuesday's strike, excuse me, on Twitter. I want to quickly comment on this. You may remember we kind of took a stance on the Walt Disney World wage negotiations, which was rather public, and why we talked about it. And we're going to do the same here. I actually, as many of you know, I just came back from Disneyland Paris. That's where I was over the course of the last week. And we arrived on Wednesday, which was the day after last week's strike day. And you would not know that the cast members had done so. Everyone, every cast member we encountered was so wonderful and so accommodating and so friendly. We had the most amazing time. And they are right up there with Tokyo for me. I think people often, when you think of Paris, France, I think Americans, we often tend to think like, oh, there's a rudeness. I've never encountered that at Disneyland Paris. I think they are among the best cast members in the world. We had the most amazing time. And now that Disneyland Paris is a financial success, it's time for that to spill over to the cast, right? They're not even asking for very much. They're asking for 200 euros more a month in total, which is a really modest raise. In fact, that's what they're asking for. And Disney said they won't even sit at the table with them. So obviously, by striking on a Saturday, that should make Disney move to at least sit down and have a talk with the union. We hope that's what happens. But, you know, I would at least sit down and talk. To let this continue to happen in front of guests is bad show. And I don't blame the cast members for doing it. I will say, like, as a union, they could have done the strike on, we were there just, it was a holiday weekend. We were just there, not the American, I forget what the Ascension or whatever it is, that most European countries were celebrating, had the Monday off. But you wouldn't even know that the strike was happening. They could have easily chosen to strike on a holiday weekend. It was very busy. And they chose not to. Again, they chose two Tuesdays, hoping to just get Disney management to sit with them and talk about this. And they still have not. And so now they have to do Saturday. And I don't blame them. I really don't. I think it's really kind that in advance of both of those strikes, they warned guests. They told people, like, if you need to move your trip or whatever, we tried to pick a day that's low occupancy or low attendance to accommodate this. Because if you watch Disneyland Paris cast members at work every day, you realize how much they care about the guest experience. I think per capita, more people that work at Disneyland Paris are Disney fans like you and me than anyone. I will tell you, like, when I wear my nerdy shirts that maybe are a reference to some park thing from another country, I don't get stopped by cast members mostly anywhere else. Disneyland Paris, they always know what it is, and they always talk about, oh, yeah, when I get my holiday this year, I'm going to Walt Disney World, or I'm going to Disneyland, or I'm going to go to Tokyo. And they're Disney people like you and me, all of them. And it's kind of crazy that there's a whole resort of them. And they care so much, and I think they should be cared for in return. So, Disney, come on, sit down with the Paris cast members. They've turned this thing around. They've become successful. Give them this little bit of money to keep them motivated, to keep this ball rolling and keep things in Paris moving in the right direction, finally, after all these years. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, including our Unscrupulous 16 event. Only Wigs members can register right now, and that window is going to close tomorrow, that exclusivity. And a special shout out to all of our Wigs members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review, so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT TV.